Okay, today's daf is of Arzara, daf Lamed Beis, and we are on Lamed Aleph Amed Beis. We're talking about Yayin, we spoke about yesterday, and now we are up to beer. But today's daf first is sponsored by Michael Frank in memory of his father, Rabbi Yaakov Ben Yisrael. Today's shiur again is sponsored by Michael Frank in memory of his father, Rabbi Yaakov Ben Yisrael Frank. We thank you for your sponsorship. Okay, let's continue. Lamed Aleph Amid Beis. Shmuel just told us that all shratzim have eres, have venom, but a snake has deadly venom. That's the difference. So now Shmuel says, Amar le Shmuel l'chia barav bar urya. Shmuel says l'chia barav bar urya. You learned one. This is a nickname, and we find it in other places. Bar urya. Tov imalacha milsa ma'al yusa. Let me tell you something great. Tahavi amar rav avuch. That your father used to say, that your father Rav used to say, Hachi Amar Avuch, this is what your father said Shmuel about his good friend Rav. Hani Armai Zavkane, these large Arameans, Rashi says, Nefuchim, blown up, large, Dehavishasu Giluya Velomesu, they drink Mayim Giluyim and they don't die. How is that? How are they not affected by the poison? Aidi to Achli Shkatsim Uramasim Chavul Gufayu. Since they eat insects and creepy crawlies, so that itself makes their bodies hot, and that counteracts the venom from the mayim galuyim. That's what the Gemara says. They eat shkatsim ramasim, so their bodies are hot. Tosfos points out that this seems to be against the Gemara and Shabbos. The Gemara and Shabbos, Peivav, in the context of Kabbalah HaTorah, where it talks about Bnei Yisrael had to separate themselves for 3 days before Maimed Har Sinai, and that's the source for the number of days that Bizman Hazeh, we're Nohe Prisha, before we start Kavli Shiva Nikiyam, Bizman Nida, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, how does that come up? That's the source on Pei Vavim Abayz. So Gemara there discusses how long Shechva Zera stays potent in one's body after a husband and wife are together. Say that's what the Gemara talks about. How long it stays potent. So the Gemara there has a line which says that Yisrael did the igi b'mitzvos chavil gufayhu akum lo digi b'mitzvos lo. But a Yisrael maybe have hot bodies because they're always constantly worried and focused on mitzvos and never have a second to breathe. Right, we're always daigi the mitzvahs. That makes us hot. Oh Dilma, what do we say? Kivan da'achon shkatzim ramasim chavu gufay. What do we say that there's a balance because they eat shkatzim ramasim? So it's a suffix there. Here the Gemara says it as a davar pashut that the achim are chavu gufayu. So that's Tosfos' question here. Answers Tosfos. V'yesh lomar, there's different types of heat, different types of chavil. V'yesh lomar did le'inyan lehi natzel me eres. Regarding being saved from poison, ain mo'al chavol d'daigib mitzvahs. Right, the worry about mitzvahs makes our bodies hot, but not in the same way as to protect us from the poison. Because that's the physical thing, that's shkatzim u'rmatzim, and that can counteract that. She'ish le'betoch ha'guf, u'mavat l'ayrus kol nachar. So, svei dinim in chavol gufayu, says Tosfos. Whether it's good enough for the poison or good enough for the shechva zera. Okay. Chassam Sofer says here in his Chidushim, I don't think we've mentioned these Chidushim yet in the Masechta, but right here in the Chidushim of Avodah Zarah, says the Chassam Sofer, Mi Yomai Tamhati, I've always wondered, Acher Jabavonoseinu HaRabim Ein Lanu Medrash Chachmas HaRefuos. We don't have a Jewish source for all medical issues, right? We have all the refuah of a Talmud, but that's not what we are allowed to follow. The Kol Rofei Yisrael Lomdim Bebeis Medrash LeUmim. All of our Jewish doctors study in non-Jewish medical schools. V'chachmehem v'kol chachmasam banui altivim gufiim da'achlim shkatzim urmasim v'lo da'igib mitzvahs. And all of their anatomy classes and all of their studies are all based on what type of science? Studying basically non-Jewish bodies. V'ech yishpo mizel gufei Yisrael da'achli shkatzim v'da'igib mitzvahs. We have a totally different makeup. We have a different body. The Gemara said it, both in Shabbos and here. Hare kamon. Well, you see in our Gemara, look. They don't get affected by certain nations, don't get affected by gluyim. V'ilu shasu v'chayuv, shechvazer shalaylu masriach, mashekin elu. V'bayit lo ifshita, perak Rabbi Akiva. U'bavadai le'inyin refuos haguf, manasu. What should we do? Halacha l'maisa. Nisbach al rofei chidam yisbarach shemo. V'yitin b'fi rofei machshavos l'rofos nefesh adaka. What choice do we have? Okay, we have to rely on our, on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and hopefully he'll put the right message and the right treatment into the hands of our bodies. V'shomer p'soyim Hashem. Right, if you have any type of suffix, fine, you could be choshish for it. But still, I don't really understand how it works, because we have a totally different makeup than the Umos HaOlam, and Tsarech Li Iyun Ma'od. He ends up by saying, I don't know how life works, I don't know how our doctors could function, because we should start our own medical schools, I guess you're saying. Right, we should, therefore we could do our own studies, and our own... get our own experience. That's an amazing ha'ara that the Chasam Sofer has. Okay, last line. Amar Rav Yosef. Still talking a little bit about beer. Hai chala de shichra arma'a asr de ma'arvi bay dur dayad yayin nesach. This chala de shichra, the vinegared wine of Arameans. Also, you can't buy that because they mixed in the sediment, the dregs of Yai Nesach, and therefore it is Aser. Amar Ravashi, Ume Otsar Shari. But if you see him take it directly from the storage house, it's Mutter. Why? Because obviously the storage house has been there for a while, and Kivan the Ma'arvi Bay Misra Sari. If it would have mixed in these Durdaya, if it would have mixed in the sediment, so then it would have been ruined. It would not have been able to stay for a while. Okay, toast this here. Interesting, just thought of it before. We had earlier in this Masechta, Rabbi Lezer ben Derdaya, on Daf Yud Zayin. I don't think about the connection. Rabbi Lezer ben Derdaya, he was the one that was with every zone in the world, and then at the end of his life, Ena Davar Tali Alabi, he did Shuva the last second. So Dafke, his name was Elazar ben Derdaya, or Rebbe Elazar ben Derdaya, as he had the end of his life. What does he have to do with the dregs of the wine? The message is that even if somebody's at the state of dregs, a state of nothing, you know, he still have ability to do tshuva. I think it's a coincidence that Derdaya is here, and Derdaya is earlier in the story. Okay, Tosfos here discusses halacha lemaisa, buying liquids from non-Jews, from Ovdei Kochavim. So again, this is in those days when there was no hashgacha specifically, but if you just wanted to buy different liquids. Tosfos says, Hilchos Nira, to mutar liknos, kol minei mashkim and Ovdei Kochavim. You could buy anything. Kugon yayin tapuchim. Does that mean from apples? Unclear whether tapuach always meant apples. Rav Schechter writes in an article that he does not think tapuach, but the earlier sources, the Gemara even, and others talk about tapuchim being in karpas. But the Gemara says that it has a tart taste. So Rav Schechter assumes that the word tapuach in Chazal means some type of tart fruit, not an apple, what we call an apple. Modern Hebrew, tapuach is an apple. But in earlier generations, here too, when Tosfos says it, he might mean some type of tart fruit in the orange family. Ume tutim, or strawberry juice, all of these are okay. But actually, Yisrael, Moshe, when Achav is, as long as you see him take it from the barrel, v'yakfilu d'meim yikurim yosef and ayin. Even if they are more expensive than wine, therefore you're worried that they might have exchanged wine for it. Why? Because if wine in these big barrels would have ruined it. That's what the Gemara says. Avalim lo ra'uhu Moshech ben Achavis. If you didn't see him take it out from the barrel, right? If you don't see him take it from the otsar, so then, oh, it's hadavar mischalik. Then it depends. But mashka, yakam and yayin, if so you have a liquid that's more expensive than wine, then you have to be worried that he put wine in, and he did it right now, he didn't take it from the barrel, and he wants to be marviach. But if the wine is not more expensive, so then there's no worry that he switched any of the liquids. Okay, halacha lemaisa also about beer. I didn't bring the Shulchan Aruch here. In Kuf Yud Dalet, the Shulchan Aruch says you have to treat it again. This is more makel than any of the other dinim because this is not in the Mishnah, and therefore, yes, it's mishum chasnus. But if as long as one doesn't eat it in the house, or eat it with the drink it in the guy's house, or drink it in this place where he gives it to you, like the Amoron we had yesterday that went outside to the street, or went outside to their own house, then it would be okay. The only issur is sa'id etzlo. Okay, weiter. The cheres hadar yani, Hadrian cheres. So that also the Mishnah said that we had on Chavtes Vaveis that this is also usur to take. Cheres hadaryani from a guy. Why? My hadaryani. What is this cheres? I'm Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Cheres shel hadaryanis kesar. It's the earthenware that they used to use in the times of Hadrian the Caesar, right during the times of Bar Kokhba. after the Churban Abayis. Kiyasa Rav Dimi, Amar, Rav Dimi came, he explained it. Karka Basula Haisa Shalo Avda Adameyolam. They went and took this cheres from land that had never been worked. Very strong, pure land. Avda Vinat, I'm sorry, this is what they used to do. Avda Vinat of Rami Leila Chamra Bagulfe Chivri. They used to, in this type of land, which was very strong, they used to plant vineyards in this, and therefore the grapes that came out of those vineyards were very pure and produced very strong wine. Rami Leila Chamra Bagulfe Chivri, they used to put the wine into these special types of jugs, into new jugs. Umaisi Lula Chamrayhu. And these jugs would absorb the wine. From the word motzeitz, it would absorb the wine, and then they used to take these jugs, umisbru lahu b'chasvi, they used to break these jugs, and they each would take a shard. But the question is, how do you transport wine to the battlefield? Right? The soldiers are going to want to drink at night. You can't take a bottle, they're probably going to break. So this is a ingenious way. You take very strong wine and you absorb it into these shards. Everybody takes a shard. And then at night, if they finish fighting, at least to soak these shards and the wine used to come out. That's why they did it from Karka Psula, because it was very strong grapes, very strong wine from the grapes, and then new kalim so that it would absorb a lot. They used to carry it with them. Wherever they came, taru lahu, they used to soak it, v'shaso, and they used to drink it. Right? And that's why these cheres hadayanis are aser, because it had wine in it. Right? That's how they used to get it out. Our best wine is like their third level wine. It was so strong, it was so great. The wine that they used to put in here, we can't even imagine how pure it was. Ibai Lahu says the Gemara, Ma'al Lisbach Ben Kari Amita. Are you allowed to take this piece of charis and use it as a bed? Like, let's say your bed lost its leg. Could you put it underneath? Is that called Hana'a? Right, you're not allowed to get Isser of Yayinessa. So are you getting benefit from the wine? What's that called? Rotze b'kiyumo al yedei davar acher shari o aser. You're getting Hanah, but it's really a step removed. You want the cheres. In the cheres is the wine. So is that also called Hanah from the Yayinessa? That's the question. It's one step removed. So how do we look at it? Chassam Sofer here again. Through Chassam Sofer's today, once we had it open, we looked at what else he says on the daf. Chassam Sofer says, it's interesting that this rotze b'kiyumo is enough. You know, you want the cheres. It's the havamina. You don't want the yayin nesach. It happens to be that yayin nesach is in the cheres. But who says that the rotze b'kiyumo, because you have a machshava of that, that would be considered enough. Had the pshitah l'raboseinu, the machshavas rotze b'kiyumo aser lo yadati min alei. He says, L'chora, he says, maybe it would sit better with me if we say this principle only applies by items that you have to destroy. Not by all Yisuri Hana'a. By items that you have to destroy, meaning Avodah Zarah and Chametz. Those are the only two. By Stam Yisuri Hana'a, he says he does not think that this should apply. And Rishonim, because it tells us later on, Rishonim that extend this principle of Rotze B'Kiyumo to other Isurim, Surah, he does not think that is appropriate. But maybe by the two things that you have to destroy, okay, you have to destroy it. So therefore, if you want this, you have to destroy Avodah Zarah. You have to destroy Chametz. So then maybe I could understand it. So he doesn't quote it, but the Ramban makes a big deal about this principle of Rotze B'Kiyumo. The first Ramban in Psachim, if you remember, the first Ramban in Psachim discusses what exactly is Bittel Chametz. What exactly is Bittel? So Rashi there said, remember, Tav Dalet, Amar Beis, Rashi and Tosafot have a Machlokes. Rashi says, Bittel Chametz is a kiyum of Tashbisu. That doesn't exactly explain what he means, but he says, Afilu Chametz Yadu Avinir Lefaneinu Nami Sagilei BeBittel. What is Bittel? So Rashi says, Tashbisu V'loksiv Tavaru Tashbasa Belevu. Something in your heart. Right? Tavaru means to destroy, Tashbisu means to be Mevatelet. No, he's not exactly sure what that means according to Rashi. But Tosfos says, I'm sorry, I beg to differ. Various questions he asks on Rashi. This is all quoted in the Ramban. Various questions he asks on Rashi. How can you say that Tashbisu is not to physically get rid of it? If Hashbasa is Bittel, so how could you do it on Shabbos? And how could you, various questions he asks, Hechem Ahan Yilabasar Yisuro, after it becomes Asr, shouldn't work. So Tosfos says Bittel is Hefker. If you remember, we had a shiur on this before Pesach. Bittul is a form of hefker. The Rabban asks 10 questions on Rabbeinu Tam, and then gives his om shot. What exactly is Bittul? Bittul is Eino Rotze Bikiyumo. And he uses this, L'chora, to saying this for Rashi as well. Elakach ani omer, sha bitul moil lohotzio mitoras chametz, ulahachshivo ka'afar she'inaroi lachiva. Bitul is making it not chashiv in my eyes, and making it considered dirt. Why? Sha torah sata'o kilu hibrishu, so lavar alav ishne lavin, bibnei sha'daitu alav, v'hu rotze b'kiyumo. That's when it's usser. But the second that in my mind, Eino rotze b'kiyumo, that's good enough. Ela sheyehe be'enecha kisaruf, v'tehe roa oso ka'afar va'efer, v'lo tehe rotze b'kiyumo. He says it three times. V'kamakom, bito kishmo, sheyevatzlo b'libo mitaras chameis, v'eino rotze b'kiyumo. Says it again and again. He obviously gets it from this Gemara. That's where he gets it from. But that's the Ramban, who maybe goes with this Chassam Sofer, that this principle of Eino Rotze, Rotze V'Kiyumo, applies to the two items that one is a chiyuv to be mavar, to destroy.
What's the problem with the wine here, exactly?
The problem with the wine here is that we assume it's Yayin Nesach. Yayin Nesach.
But you go through the process. You say that they made the wine, they stuck them in these barrels.
So now the wine is in the barrels.
Okay, so
the wine is in these shards.
Okay, but one second. Until the point in time while the wine was in the barrel, are we worried that it was used with respect to Avodah Zarah?
Yes. We assume it was used for Avodah Zarah. We assume it's Yayin Nesach. Any time that the guy has the wine, we assume he might have used it before he put it into the shards. He used it, he was menasech it, and therefore it's Aser. It's Aser B'hana. That's the Chashash. Okay, so we have this question. Is it mutter in this indirect hana or not? So Tashma says the Gemara. The Rabbi Lozav, Rabbi Yochanan, Chad Asar v'Chad Shari, Machlokas. The Rush takes out the next three words. Zilchzaman Kadasar. Meisvei. Hadar Dorid v'Haruk Bo Shalom Dechachavim. These little bottles and jugs of an Ovi Chachavim. Yayin Shal Yisrael Kanus Bohen. Yayin, wine of a Jew that is Kanus Bohen. Asar B'Shtiyu Mutter Bano. It's Asar to drink. Heyed Shimon Ben Guda. Lifnei Ben Osh Rabbi Gamliel. Al Rabbi Gamliel Shashas V'Yano Ba'ako. That he did drink from it. Tzivin Mutter B'Shtiyu. V'lo Hodulo. And the rabbis at that time did not agree with him. They said, you should not drink from this wine that was kept in the jugs of the Ubos HaOlam. No dosh lo dekachavim. If you have no dose, you have other types of containers of ovdekachavim. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Lomar, Rabbi Shua Bet Kapusai. Osir lasas man shtichan lechamar. You now let it take these and make them saddles. Make them saddles for your donkey to be able to sit on. So says the Gemara, V'yahacha, the rotze b'kiyumo de davar acher, what do you mean? You're taking these jugs, and the jugs are going to become the saddles for a donkey, and isn't that a similar case to rotze de davar acher, just like you want it in the piece of shard that you're going to use to hold up your bed, here you want it in the saddle. Right? And the Gemara says, V'ktani da'aser, it says it's aser. Doesn't this prove that rotze de davar acher is a problem, right? You want the existence of the saddle, so in Melu you want the existence of the wine. Just like you want the existence of the shard, and you want the existence of the wine inside. So doesn't this prove that's aser? So where's it? No, l'taymech, kan kanav lo dekachavim litzru l'mizvin. What do you mean? You're worried about the saddle? What about regular bottles? It should be aser to buy these bottles from the guy, and the assumption of the Gemara is that we all do it. Maishna nodos, maishna kankanim. What's the difference? What's the difference between nodos and kankanim? So the Gemara answers, El Amar Rava, really, it is mutter. Ay, the davar acher. It can be mutter. Ay, why the saddles, asur? Gzeira shemi bakanodo. Maybe your node, unless you're going to be traveling on the way, and your regular container, which you have your wine, is going to break. V'yitzlenu v'yitzbrenu gabi nodos. You're going to take your saddle off and make it into a node, and therefore you're going to put your own wine in it. And therefore that's going to absorb the wine that was originally in the container of the non-Jew, and that's why it is a problem, right? Because you might come to forget and take the saddle. Ask the Tosafot HaRosh, why are you always worried about that? Right? Why are you only worried about it when it's a saddle? Okay? Maybe you should be worried about it when it's a bottle or a saddle. Says the Tosafot HaRosh, two answers. He says, number one, the worry is when you're on the road. What do you mean on the set? You're on the road, so you're not going to have anything else. At home, regular bottle. So then, okay, you'll find somebody else to put it in. But on the road, you won't have any other choice. Or number two, he says, and this is his real answer, once it becomes a saddle, you might forget what it originally was. And therefore, you might come make it into a container. Again, containers weren't plastic in those days. It's the same thing that you're sitting on a saddle, so you just roll it up, it's absorbed, and you knot it on top. You put your wine in there. So once it became a saddle, you're not going to remember. The cold washa kli shalem nizkar hu isuro v'lo iskika torah levar isra namen abayis el chamis pepesach shasat the torah b'val yiro avo kashoza shtichin imenu o shar tashmishin hu shocheach isuro v'yit perenu agav nodo. Right, you're going to forget, and then you might put it on top. So the Tos Zerah says that's why it's worse. Finishing up the Gemara, Ulamad Amarotze b'kiyumo the davar achar aser. According to the one that says aser, we just proved that you can hold its mutter. There's a special Gzeira Drabbanan here. But according to the one who says aser, Maishta Kankanan Desharu. So how is it possible that we're able to get by bottles from them? Amar Lachasa, he says, the Gemara says hasam. In most cases, lesser lisra be'ene. The wine is not ba'en, so you don't have to be choshesh for this. But you don't have to say ayedavar acher is an aser lahalacha hacha. But over here by the Hadrian Cheres, there's so much wine in there. Isali surabeine. There's so much wine in there. Therefore, we have to be more machmir, and therefore it's aser to you do ayedavar acher in this case. So even the one who says aser might only say aser in this case by the Cheres Hadaryani, but not in general. Interesting application of this, halacha lemaisa. The Tur writes in Simen Tuf Nun, Os Zayin. The Tur writes in Simen Tuf Nun, Os Zayin, Asur lahaskir kalim legoy bepesach. It's Asur to rent a kli to a goy on Pesach. Asur, why? Sheyavashu ben chametz. Can I rent out my pot to a goy and hook a chametz in there? Why? It's aser. Mipnei sherotze b'kiyumo shalisser. Ayidei davar acher. I want this chametz in there. Why? Shelo yivaka hakli. If I put an empty pot on a fire, it's probably going to explode. But if I have this chametz in there, so then it's going to cook nicely. So if the guy is cooking chametz in my pot on Pesach, so that's going to be aser. That's the Gemara. It's not answered. It's a yibayet de lo ifshita. At the end of the Gemara, so the Tur is Machmir. So you can't, says the Tur, lend out or rent out your pots because it's Rotze B'Kiyumo Ayi Davar Acher. And this is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Quoted in the Shulchan Aruch in Tuf Nun. O Zayin also Hasker Kli Leinu Yehudi B'Pesach Kedei Sheivasho Bo Chametz. Avo Masker Chamor. You could give your donkey because your donkey is not going to become Aser. Mishum chametz, but the pot is going to become aser. And it says, "Sherosa b'kiyumo chametz, shemishafech chametz b'shasha kli omed al gab yoeish yibaka kli chaykinanim in chametz." So that is halacha lemaisa application of this Gemara. Good. V'lo hodulo. Continues the Gemara. So they did not agree that he should be able to drink the wine. So v'raminhi. But one second, we have another brisa. Yain haba buruk boshal v'kachavim. The wine that came aser b'shtiyo mutar v'ano. It's aser to drink, but you can get hanah from it. Hey, it's shimin ben gudel lefnei ben osher b'gamliel or gamliel shashasim imenu ba'ako v'hodulo. The different version of the Gemara, and it says that they were moded to him, that they did allow him to drink. So the Gemara answers, my lo hodulo to kamar hasam. Kosiyaso. What did it mean before that they didn't agree? It meant everybody else didn't agree. Avo beno modile. But his son did. One answer, the difference was between the rest of the group and his son. Iba yisema, guda l'chud v'guda l'chud. With an aleph and with an ayin. There's two different stories. One was guda with an aleph and one was guda with an ayin. So that's why one was hodula and one was lo hodula. Good. Meaning the first time they denied it, admitted it. The second time they're like, okay, fine. Now I agree it's mutter. Next, Oros Lavuvin. We also mentioned if I find a skin of an animal that has a circle cut out from it, a perfect circle, then I have to be worried that this was used when it was still alive to take the heart out of an animal to give to the Avodah Zarah. So it's Tikroves, Taner Abanan, Ezehu Or Lavuv. What is considered that or? Kol Shekarua Keneged Alev. Whenever there is a hole next to the heart. Exactly. The kadur kibin aruba. And it is poked out kibin aruba, like a little window. Like a window in the skin. So, how do you determine? Yesh alav kurt dam. If there is a dried up quart of dam on it, usser. Because then you assume when it was alive, it was taken out, and it is usser. Ain't olav kurta mutter. But, says the Gemara, if there's no dam on it, so then it must have had dam if it happened when it was alive, so something else must have happened. If it doesn't have dam on it, it must have ripped in this way when the animal was already dead and it was not used for avodah zarah. But this is only, this limitation is only if it was not salted, which removes the blood. But if it was salted, then it's asur, even if you don't find the dam on it. Because maybe the salt removed the blood. Good. Rav Shigam Liel Omer. Rav Shigam Liel has another limitation. Bisman shakera shalo agul aser mashach mutter. Thank you. The Rav Shigam Liel says in the Mishnah, when the kera is circular, then it is aser, because that's when that shows that they used it. But if it's pulled, it must have ripped in some other way. Amr of Yosef, Amr of Yehud, Amr Shmuel, halacha Rav Shigam Liel. There's a difference between circle and pulled. Amr Abaye, halacha mechada pligi. What do you mean? The Rabbanan argue on this? So, Amalei, my nafka lechamina, what difference does it make? So I said, Allah is like Rashbag, meaning he's right. So Amalei, Abaye says, no, I want to know, Rebbe, Rav Yosef, Gemara, Zemar, Tatahei. What, the Gemara that you teach me, I should just sing as a song? I have to be medayik in the words. Medayik in the words. And therefore, I want to know exactly. Halacha sounds like there's an argument here. So if it's not a halacha, I have to know. Next. The Mishnah said, if you stop in Ovei Kochavim on the way into his temple, so then you can take that meat, because you assume it was not used for Avodah Zarah yet. But on the way out is Aser. So Mantana, who is the Tana that allows you? Amar of Chiyah Bar Abba, Amar of Yochanan, Delo Karebi Eliezer. Not like Rebbe Eliezer. De'i Karebi Eliezer, because if it's like Rebbe Eliezer, Ha'amar, he says in Chulin, Stam Achsheves, Ovid Kochavim, Lavodes Kochavim. Whenever a guy shech something, his kavana is Lavodes Kochavim. And therefore, even if it's on the way to a base of Avodah Zarah, it should be Aser. Because it's already after Shechita, and you have to assume the Shechita was done. This is a big sugya, shchitas akum. When a goy shechts, if a goy shecht, let's say I'm watching a goy shecht, gadol omid al gabav. So what's the halacha? Shchitas akum is still possible. A goy is not allowed to shecht. So the question is, why is that? That is a major machlokas rishonim. What's the isra of shchitas akum? The Shulchan Aruch quotes in Siv Beis and Yeridaya, Simin Beis, shchitas akum nevela, afilu hu katan, vaafilu eino obed akum, kagon geratosha, v'yachilu, afilu acheyem roon oso, even if others are watching him. It's mefurish, a mission in the first parak in Chulin. The question is, what's the reason? This is known as the machlokas between the Rosh and the Rambam. The Rosh says in Simen Hay, there in Chulin, that it's nevela mishum de eino bar zvicha. A guy is mufka from shchita. He's not a bar zvicha. He's not in the parsha of zvicha. V'ksiv v'zavachta v'yachalta. Oso shehu bar zvicha achol mizivcho. That's what Tosfos also says there in Daf Gimel. But that is Tosfos in the Rush. A goy is mufka from him because he's not a bar zvicha. He's not in the parsha of shchita. The Rambam, when he quotes in Ilcha Shchita, says, why? Me'achar shehizhira Torah shema yochal mizivcho atalameh shezivcho aser. Since the Torah says v'kara lachal v'yachalta mizivcho, that if he calls you, you might eat from his zevach, and therefore it sounds like it's aser to eat from his zevach, but it's avodah zarah related, something to machshava related. Nafkamina says the Taz over there, first Sivkan Island Siv Beis is Nafkamina's ger toshav, that is not oved avodah zarah, but he still eats nevelas and treifas. So according to the Rosh, lachora his shchita is aser midaraisa because he's not a bar zvicha, he's a guy. A ger toshav is a guy, so therefore he's not a bar zvicha, and his shchita would be nevela. But according to the Rambam. Now I'm reading from Shiuri Harav, Rabbi Konigsberg Sefer that he put together from the Rav Salvechik's Torahs on Yeridaya. Avladasa Rambam. This is in Simin Yudalad. Mistaver the Kol Sheino Oved Avodah Zarah Reishchitazok Shir Ben Torah. If it's all based on Vekar Lachav Yechalta Mizivcha, which is Avodah Zarah related, so if he's not an Oved Avodah Zarah, so Lachora is only Aser Midrabanan, and that's Mamish what the Rambam says. The Rambam says in Halacha Yud Beis Vegeder Gadol Gadru Bedaver. There's a great Geder. Meaning drabanan shafilu goy she'ino oved avodah zarah ger toshav shchitas nevela, but it's mefurish that ger toshav is not also daraisa. It's also midrabanan, but that's what the Rambam says. That's what the Shulchan Pasuk is aser. The Rambam says the favorish is also drabanan. Hari mevuar the sphere leads to shchitas goy she'ino oved avodah zarah eino aser ella midrabanan. That is one nafkamina. Number two, another nafkamina that the Gra says, maybe another nafkamina is shchitas masur. If a Jew who's a moser does shchita. So according to the Rosh, part of the shechita is aser because he's not a bar zvicha, because we pass in a masur can't write tefillin. A masur is basically lost his status of being a bar kshira, a bar zvicha. Mashenkin, according to the Rambam, he's not an Ovid of a Zaris, therefore it would be okay. One more nafkamina, and this is just in terms of lumdis. What Rav Soloveitchik said, and that is, what is it categorized as when an Akum does a Shechita? So Rav Soloveitchik thought that according to the Rush, it's not even a Maisa Shechita. He's Mufka from, right, he's not a Bar Zvicha, therefore he does a Maisa Shechita. It's basically like a monkey doing a Shechita. Right, what's called a Maisa Kof Ba'alma. Right, that's the language, that's what the Rush would say because he's not a Bar Zvicha. According to the Rambam, L'chora, it is a Maisa Shechita, but there's no Heter Shechita. Because it's a basar ba'achila. Nafkamina between that would be, is there tumas nevela? As long as there's a maisa shchita, there's no tumas nevela. Nevela is an animal that died without shchita. So according to the Rambam, there's a maisa shchita, so there wouldn't be tumas nevela daraisa. According to the Rush, there's not even a maisa shchita, so there would be tumas nevela. And that is, l'shitas, the Rambam says this in Hilchos Avos HaTumos, that shchitas akum is only tamei midrabanan. So it all works out beautifully. The Rambam 3, Lishitasos. Okay, that's Shechitas Akum, Machlokas Rush, and Rambam, related to this Gemara, Stam Achshava, for an Ovid Kochavim. According to Rabbi Eliezer, is Le Avodas Kochavim. Weiter. But if you catch meat going out of the temple, it's Aser, because you could assume that they use this as Tigrovas for Avodah Zarah. My time, Efshar Deleka Tigrovas Avodah Kochavim. It's impossible that it wasn't used. Mani Reb Yehuda ben Beseira he. This is going like Reb Yehuda ben Beseira, the Tanya. Reb Yehuda ben Beseira Omer. What is going like Reb Yehuda ben Beseira? The Mishnah that says that it is Asur, but also the continuation of the Mishnah when the Mishnah assumed that it was also Tamei. When it was Tamei. As we will, right, where's the beginning of the, right in the middle of the Mishnah, right? Kizivchei Mesim. The fact that the language was Zivchei Mesim, as our Gemara says here, that's Mashmah, it's also Tamei, like a Mesis Tamei. Who is that? Like Reb Yehuda ben Beseira. The Tanya, he says, Reb Yehuda ben Beseira Omer, Minayin L'Tekrovas Avodas Kochavim Shem Tamei Ba'ohel, how do I know that not only do we know from elsewhere that a mace is metami ba'ol daraisa and a mitzora is metami ba'ol, but how do I know that also avodah zara is metami ba'ol? Shneimar vayisvedu lebal pa'or vayochlu mizivchei mesim. Right, in the same pasuk you have avodah zara and mace. Ma mace metami ba'ol af tegrovas avodas kochavim metami ba'ol. Just like a mace, so to tegrovas avodah zara. So according to Yehuda ben Beseira, it sounds like a drasha daraisa. That Avodah Zarah and Tegrovas Avodah Zarah is Betame Ba'ol Midaraisa. Tosas points out that the Rabbanon only argue, from other Gemaras he quotes this, only argue on the Tumah part of it. The Achila part of it, they would agree. If you have a piece of meat that comes out of Beis Avodah Zarah, they would agree that it's Aser like a Mace's Aser. If that is true, Tosas doesn't ask it, but the Ramban and the Ritva both ask it. Mimanafshach. If you're having the comparison of mace and avodah zarah, then you should say it's aser. It's even tameh. If you're not comparing it, how do you know it's even aser b'achila? As the Ritva says, ain hekish l'mechza. How could the Rabbanan have this middle shita? Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says there's a hekish here, and therefore it's even tameh da'araisa. Tameh ba'ohel. And the Rabbanan agree part of the way. So says the Ramban, expanded upon by the Ritva, this is not a problem of ain hekish l'mechza. Why? Efshalomar de iser hanaa kiva de tziv iser achila ba'oraisa. The Torah already says that it's aser da'oraisa. The Torah already says it's aser ba'achila da'oraisa. So to expand and say, based on the pasuk in Tehillim, that it's also aser ba'hanaa because it's compared to mace, okay, that's fine. But tumah is nowhere in the Torah. Based on the pasuk in Navi, you're not going to tell me that it's a full hekish. Right, that's not Hein Hekesh L'mechsa. Who answered the David HaMelech can come and say you could expand the Isra Achila into the Isra Hanah. Avot Tumash Lo Hiskor B'Torah Lo Darshi Bei Me'ahukra. And the Ritva also expands on this and says the same thing as follows. I'll read it to you. The Im Tamar Maishna the Darshi Rabban and Zivche Mason Lisra Hanah Ein Hekesh L'mechsa V'Yesh Lomar the Svira Lahu the Kiva the Bikrok Siv Asher Chelav Zivachemu Yochelu V'David Gam Kei Mamar V'Yochlu Mizivche Mason. Ain't Ein hekesh lematzah is only in the Torah by real hekesh. This is in the pasuk in Tehillim that's just megale on what it says in the Torah, so that you wouldn't apply the principle of ein hekesh lematzah, and therefore it would only be in Isser Achila. Maybe the Rabbanan would agree, the Ritva says, to a Tumah Midra Rabbanan. To a Tumas Oel Midra Rabbanan. That's what he says. Mistavra de Moser Rabbanan, this but Tumah Midra Rabbanan. Okay. So halacha lemaisa, we might pass in its avodah zara is tamei ba'ol midra banan at least, and Rabbi Yehuda says daraisa, but that is an important discussion of the Ramban and the Ritva about ein hekesh lemechsa. That's only by a real hekesh in the Torah, but here you're just using a pasuk to be megala on a halacha in the Torah. Therefore, it wouldn't be a problem. Okay, a little bit more. Ha'holchin l'tarfos, asurin l'ateis v'lateis imahin. Again, like this was a halacha that we said belonged in the first parak, but if somebody is going to, on the way to a base of Avodah Zarah, it's us to do business with them, because then they're going to go thank their Avodah Zarah. Amar Shmuel, ovigachavim holich l'tarfos pahalicha asur, and ovigachavim going, you can't do business with him on the way, to Azlam Modi kamei avodah kachavim. Bechazara mutur, but on his way back you can, my davahavi. Because he's already forgotten where he was, and now he's going home. But Yisrael aholich l'tarfos rachmana l'tzlan. If you have a Jew that's going to a base of Avodah Zarah, bihalicha mutter. On the way there, you can do business with him. Because you know what? Dilma hader bevelo azach. Right? 2 days before Yom Kippur. A Jew always does tshuva. You can assume, dal l'kav schus. Right? He's going to do tshuva. You don't have to be worried about it. But once he did it, b'chazara aser. Kivan to avik ba meheder hadava azil. Since he's wrestled with it. Right, Nisavakti by Naftali. So he's not going back. He's going to go back and thank him. Iva Tanya Yisrael Holt Chatarfas Bein Balicha Bein Chazara Aser. We have a brisa that says Aser even on the way there. Amar Avashi Kitanya Hibi Yisrael Mumar Devadai Azil. That's talking about Yisrael Mumar, which is for sure Aser, and therefore even on the Halicha it would be Aser. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem, we will continue. And again, today's Shia was sponsored by Michael Frank in memory of his father, Reb Yaakov Ben Yisrael. Thank you for your sponsorship, and we will continue.